Miles Mantella, thanks very much for joining me. The atmosphere is building towards Friday night at the Stoop. You guys completed the first part of your duty, which was to ensure you'll be there at the finals. It was a pretty convincing performance at the Rec. How much would you like to wrestle this title off Saracens?
Yeah, I think obviously we showed at the Rec that what we're capable of. We've got quite a young side, but so did most of the teams. Played a bit together, which obviously helps. And yeah, I think, you know, being at the Stoop, it's going to be a big occasion. Hopefully there'll be a lot of people there as usual cheering us on, so it should help us massively, and yeah, it would be really nice to win.
A lot of the build up to that first round told us to look out for yourself, you know, Ollie Lindsay-Haig, and then Charlie Walker and Ross Chisholm turned up, clearly having not read the script, and well, scored quite a hatful of tries. There's been some banter ahead of Friday. Who's hoping to lead the try count in the finals?
No, we haven't heard anything like that, but no, they're both like quality players, a lot of pace, good feet. So I don't think it's any surprise really that they came, that they showed how good they were.
I see. Well, no performance is a faultless one. Obviously, there'll have been things that you guys wanted to work on after that performance. Where do you think the improvements need to come if you're going to stand a real chance of earning the silverware?
I think just being clinical with our chances. I think we defended pretty well, in good shape, and worked pretty hard together. Just making sure on the night we get everything right. We got a session tomorrow, a bit of a video review, and some more training tomorrow for Friday night. Yeah, I think it's just hoping it all comes together on the night, really.
Absolutely. And what's this done in terms of galvanising some of the younger lads, bringing the whole Quinn squad together during perhaps the less exciting elements of pre-season?
Yeah, I think obviously a lot of us are all young. For us to play on a stage like this is always good, you know, on the TV, in front of a lot of people, now back at the Stoop. So I think it's good for us. Just puts us out there and puts us under pressure as well. But, you know, we want to get the season off to a winning start. No better way to do it, really.
Yes, absolutely. And the atmosphere around rugby is building nicely. I mean, England will be playing on Saturday over the road at Twickenham, of course. So I'm assuming you'll be calling on all the Quins fans to come down on Friday evening and enjoy giving you their support.
Yeah, definitely. Hoping as usual they give us massive support. I'm sure they will. Yeah, hopefully they can really cheer us on to do something good down there. Get the season off to win it start.
Well, finally, Miles, with so many internationals away from the Premiership during the World Cup, how are you feeling about where Quins might be in terms of competing for honours in the league and perhaps any berths that are available in that side where Conor O'Shea might be looking at some of you guys who've taken part in the JP Morgan Sevens to step up?
I think we should be looking really good. Well, I mean, we've had a really good pre-season so far and done a lot of condition, obviously, and we're in good shape. We know we want to play. And yeah, there's going to be a couple of guys away, probably. But there's a lot of good young players to fill in them spots. And I think they'll be wanting to take them opportunities and prove what they can do with the other guys away.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be a fascinating night on Friday. And as the hosts, well, I can only hope that you manage to do what needs to be done in front of the home fans. Best of luck and thanks very much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you very much.